Quincy Jones looks back and sums up the making of Off the Wall.
I love everything about Off the Wall. I love the chances we took with songs like Out of My Life, with the excitement of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Well, all of it, you know. Johnny Mandel would write bridges, like a long intro before Out of My Life. You know, wonderful string interlude and so forth. And we were just taking a lot of chances. We felt free, and you know, and we didn't have any big sales to follow or anything else. Macklin always, he had a, you know, a circus show on there with Muscles, and he had a parrot out there that I remember his name. It was a real attitude parrot. He didn't like guys, you know. He'd treat the guys like shit. And girls, he'd start dancing, getting all cute and prissy and everything. And our life was like that then, you know. It was just craziness and fun, and everybody would laugh it up. And I hear the demos, and it reminds me of the genesis of all this, you know. I see, I think very visual. I think, see Michael in my den out in over in Stone Canyon, first playing me the demo on Out of My Life and Walter Sharp songs and everything else. And I think of Michael, of all the stuff that's happened, you know, since then, you know, since that day when he first came to the house to do the Wiz, you know. It's been awesome. It's an amazing journey.